Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, May 4th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Things are changing very rapidly, not only in the USA, but all over the world. And many people are clueless. They don't know what is coming down the road. So we are here, the No Spin News, on television and radio, to enlighten everyone about what we are going to see. This isn't a guess. This is going to happen. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. It's all about artificial intelligence. It's coming up faster than most people believe. There are huge corporations involved in manufacturing and marketing AI, and they are making unbelievable strides in the technological area. I'll just give you two examples, IBM and Google, okay? So AI is going to affect us all. Even if you live in a very rural area and you don't have a lot to do with many people, it's going to touch you, this artificial intelligence. So the Biden administration announced today that $140 million of government money, taxpayer money, is going to go into researching AI. That is nothing. That's like putting a quarter into it. So I don't even know why the Biden administration is doing this, other than, you know, to be politically correct. It's only to, I guess, apply AI in the federal area. Just doesn't have anything to do with private research, as I mentioned. The big corporations, the tech corporations, are into this. Huge, because they know what's coming down the pike. Some stats before I get very specific about how it's going to influence you and what we're going to see. So 25% of jobs will be negatively impacted in the next 5 years, according to World Economic Forum. That's 25% of all jobs all over the world, which means you're going to take a salary cut or you're going to be dismissed. A study by Goldman Sachs predicts that the fast-growing mass adoption of AI will impact 300 million jobs globally. Now, that means some jobs will be created, but others will be banished. But 300 million jobs, and this is where it comes home to you and your kids and your friends. So there will be an incredible loss of opportunity for people who are going into the standard issue jobs. Okay. Now, The reason that the companies worldwide want this, they want fewer human beings, is twofold. In the United States, most companies, mine, for example, small business, have to pay health care for humans who are working for us. And those health care costs are going up and up and up. If I got a little robot, I don't have to pay healthcare costs. I have to pay maintenance, but it's nothing like healthcare costs. And the second is that human beings are a pain in the butt. This human resources stuff, this woke stuff, this equity stuff in the marketplace, people don't know how bad this is. So you have a disgruntled employee, okay? That employee turn around and sue you for whatever. Doesn't matter. I mean, CNBC, big NBC Comcast corporation, had to fire a guy, who big mogul, who was having an affair, allegedly, but the guy admits it, with a CNBC employee for 11 years. 11 years. That's a long affair. So the woman employee, when they did not renew her contract at CNBC, sued the guy and Comcast for harassment. It's a long trail now, okay? Now, I'm not making light of this. I don't know what happened. But I'm telling you that in every corporation, lawsuits are piling up and eating into the bottom line, the profits. And if you have a little robot zooming around or whatever they're going to come up with, you don't have to deal with that. So you combine the healthcare costs with the human resources, and the companies go, you know, give me as many robots as you can get. Now, how does this work? So I did an experiment with my nephew, who's a genius tech guy. So I said, get me one of my columns written by artificial intelligence. So I write columns every week, and I write messages of the day every day on BillO'Reilly.com. So he feeds in information from my columns, my nephew does, and he says, I want a column written like Bill O'Reilly would write it. And 10 minutes later, there it is. But it lacked any panache or humor or any of that. It had the facts, and it presented the facts like I do in a linear fashion, A, B, C, D, E. The AI, whatever it was, did that, but it didn't have any panache. It didn't have any dash to it. It was flat, okay? So I'm sitting there. I have no blanket clue about any of this, and there goes my column, comes out, heading of the column by Bill O'Reilly, boom, 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 boom. Kids in school, they get an assignment to write a paper, bang, they kick it in and the paper comes right back to them. Did you know that? I bet you did. High school and college. So now what's going to have to happen is the high school teachers are going to have to do away with papers and have oral exams face-to-face with the urchin. Because the urchins, many of them, are cheating, putting in the AI, and the paper comes right back out. Tell me about Woodrow Wilson in World War I. There's a half hour, boom, there's the paper. Okay, you see? Now this affects everybody. So in 5 years, you're going to go to the McDonald's window. I hope you don't, because McDonald's is bad for you. All right, and you're going to speak into a microphone. It's not going to be a human being. It's going to be a little machine taking your order. And then another machine will gather it up and put it in a bag, and another machine will give it to you. And even on a cashier basis, you might have a machine doing it. I don't think so. I think they'll probably have a human being by the cash register, but I could be wrong. All right. And then how about cleaning your house? A lot of domestics. Well, you're going to buy a little house cleaner machine. And you'll tell the machine, clean the bathroom. Beep. All right? So all of this it's coming. And it's going to disrupt human interactions and all of that. But the corporation is going to make more money, far more money. with AI. Far more money. Because they don't have to pay the benefits and the health and everything else, and they don't have to deal with the craziness that human beings bring to the marketplace. So all of that is coming. How do you protect yourself? Final part of this memo. We are here, by the way, the No Spin News, to help your life. If you don't believe that by now, I don't know what to do. When you become a premium member or a concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, your life will be enhanced immediately because we do a lot of reporting and a lot of other things to help you. Okay? And we are essentially a news presentation where we tell you what's really happening. No spin, obviously, that's our motto. But also, I tailor the broadcast to bring you information you're going to need to prosper in a totally changing society. Totally. Okay, so the final thing is, if you are a low-level worker, a wage earner that is working in the service industry or you're doing something that is easily replaced, you got to go back to school, community college, or online, and you got to get a skill. Skilled people will always be needed. If you can make a company money, they'll hire you despite the health and all of that. Okay, skilled people. But if you have no skills and no education and you can barely speak English and you have a tattoo on your forehead, believe me, you are going to be really up against it. And the American welfare state is going to increase exponentially because people will not be able to make a living in the lower strata. You're going to have to be able to do something. Everybody has talents. Figure it out what yours is and develop it to the highest degree. That is the memo.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, now this is getting, to me, this is getting disturbing. President Biden, once again, has nothing on his schedule today. There's something wrong here now. You know, I mocked it, and we've been doing this for more than a year, his official schedule, giving it to you every day, and he doesn't do much anytime. Now he's not doing anything, and they're not even trying to fake it. They're not even trying to, well, he's got a phone call with a guy named Sylvester. They don't even bother anymore. Something wrong here. I've never seen this. In all the years, decades that I've covered politics, I've never seen this. The man doesn't do anything, as far as we know. The actual question about it, to Corinne Jean-Pierre, and she goes, well, he has all kinds of meetings. Yeah, all right, fine. If he had all kinds of meetings, they'd be on this daily sheet. Something wrong. Okay, border disasters. Now, it's not a crisis anymore. It's a disaster. It's upgraded. So next week on this day, May 11th, is it the 4th or the 5th? I just told you what it was. But anyway, on May 11th, next week, Title 42 stops at the border. Title 42 is the U.S. authorities had the power to return migrants crossing the southern border to Mexico immediately because of COVID. The Biden administration did not exercise that power. So this is fake story, really. What the cartels tell everybody to do, what everybody's trying to get into North America and the United States in particular, they're told request asylum. That didn't fall under 42. That's why we have 7 million people under Biden here, causing all kinds of financial difficulties for everybody. That's why. So this is really a charade. Anyway, Mayorkas is at the border because the White House is panicking. I told you that yesterday. 1,500 troops are not going to do anything. They're just going to be bureaucrats down there sorting through stuff, but they're not going to stop anybody or detain anybody. So, but the White House is panicking because of the pictures. So if you see El Paso and you see Tucson, you see thousands and thousands of people sieging the border, and the Biden administration will not stop them. That's an impeachable offense, by the way. There's no question in my mind that it is. The reason that the House has not initiated impeachment proceedings on the border is that they think they have something bigger coming down involving Biden and finance. And I'll tell you about that in a moment. But not enforcing border law, immigration law, and Biden is clearly not doing that, is an impeachable offense. But he would not be convicted in the Senate. It would be like Trump. Okay? Okay, so that's what's happening. And Troy Miller, who's the head of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says that next week he's expecting from 10 to 13,000 human beings to cross the border every day. Every day. This is all Biden. Because remember, Trump had the remain in Mexico policy. It didn't matter whether you applied for asylum or whatever you did, snuck in or this or that, you went back to Mexico. And it worked. Biden dismantled it on day one. And that's the truth. If anybody denies that, they're lying to you. It's bad. Incredible chaos, people getting hurt. I mean, it's just staggering. Staggering. And Biden thinks he's noble. He thinks he's morally superior by doing this. Okay, Hunter Biden. So I urge caution here. For 5 years, the Justice Department has been investigating Hunter Biden. 5 years. The man who heads this investigation is named David Weiss, the U.S. attorney in Wilmington, Delaware. So David Weiss, for 5 years, has done nothing. I mean, nobody knows what this is all about. Enter the Washington Post, anonymous sources, as always, okay? People familiar with the matter. That's the Washington Post. Familiar with the matter. I'm familiar with the matter. I didn't talk to you, Washington Post. There's millions of people familiar with the matter. So they're using some anonymous person that says that Hunter Biden's going to be indicted soon on two counts, tax evasion and a gun-related violation where he didn't tell the truth on his application to get a gun. All right. I think that will happen. My gut tells me, and I have a pretty good gut journalistically, it's going to happen because there's so much pressure on the White House that they'll say, these are low-level beefs. Hunter won't go to jail. He'll plead guilty. No doubt in my mind, he'll plead guilty. Not going to fight it, not going in with a jury trial in federal court. Won't do it, okay? And then he'll get a fine, which some friend will pay, and he'll get probation or public service, something like that. That's what I believe will happen. So we're marking this down, and when it happens, we'll play the tape. Now, there's another aspect to this, because another whistleblower has emerged in Washington, D.C., someone who works for the federal government. Don't know who that is, okay? And I urge caution here. Caution. So the whistleblower, and this is like the third one, says that as vice president, Joe Biden accepted gratuities, money, from foreign nations. Innocent until proven guilty. But here's what the oversight chief, Congressman James Comer of Kentucky, says, quote, "The information provided by a whistleblower raises concerns that then Vice President Biden allegedly engaged in a bribery scheme with a foreign national. The American people need to know if President Biden sold out the United States of America to make money for himself. Senator Grassley and I will seek the truth to ensure accountability for the American people," unquote. Okay, that's the big one. That's the big one. Now, I have no idea if Biden did or did not do anything along those lines, or if his son paid him money. I don't know. And because I believe in due process, as you should, I am skeptical. All right? Like Tom Cruise said in that sports movie, "Show me the money." Whistleblower can whistle anything he wants, or she. People can accuse all day long. We live in the United States of accusation. And partisans believe what they want to believe. You all know that. But here we don't do that. But we are on this. Now, what will happen, speculation, but this is necessary. If Joe Biden did take money from either his son or a foreign national, and that money is not on his tax return, he'll be charged with a felony. And he'll have to leave office. That's what will happen, just like Nixon. All right, he'll have to resign. How fast is his emotion? Comer and the House Oversight Committee want to nail Biden. There's no doubt about it. They want to nail him. So this isn't going to be like the Hunter Biden investigation. This is coming fast. And believe me, the Republicans are watching this because it's a game changer. Trump on CNN next Wednesday, we told you this, we reported this. And I was on News Nation last night. I hope you check those out. They're pretty lively debates, I have to say, with Chris Cuomo. And the subject came up. Roll the tape.
Trump going to CNN. Do you think it is wrong for CNN to have him on?
Why? Why would it be wrong? Okay, so ridiculous. He's running for president. He's ahead in all the Republican polls. Why wouldn't you have him on? Come on, this is insane. It's a smart move for CNN because they are so marginalized there. After you left, everybody just gave up Cuomo. They said, if Cuomo's not here, we're not going to bother. Now they're trying to come back, okay? So this will get them a lot of attention. Okay, the left-wing zombies who usually watch, all seven of them, will be overwhelmed by people who would want to see a town hall moderated by a professional journalist, Caitlin Collins, right? That's her name, Caitlin Collins. She's professional, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why not do it? But the totalitarians on the left, oh, no, you can't put the leading candidate in the Republican Party on television. Oh, no, you can't do that. So CNN is smart to do it.
And as we reported yesterday, another reason that Trump is doing this, and it'll be on, May 10th, that's next Wednesday, on CNN, and St. Anselm College, New Hampshire, 9 o'clock. They still haven't said whether it's going to be an hour and a half. The other reason that Trump's doing it is to stick it to Fox News Channel, okay? Because Fox News Channel, the ownership, is endorsing DeSantis. And Trump said, look, what are you doing? I mean, I helped you, blah, blah, blah. Trump's mad and all of that. So that's what is going on there. We have a poll on BillO'Reilly.com. More than 5,000 of you voted. Thank you very much. Very simple poll. Will you continue to watch Fox News following the Tucker Carlson exit? Yes, it doesn't matter. 40%. No, I'm done. 60%. As everybody knows at this point, Fox News ratings across the board have fallen dramatically in the past 10 days.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sales at Anheuser-Busch for Bud Light have fallen dramatically because of this Dylan Mulvaney controversy. So she's a trans person, and Anheuser-Busch hired her to market Bud Light, and a lot of people don't like that. And so Bud Light's taking it. So now Bud Light announces to its distributors and that they're going to give everybody a free case of Bud Light. This is like a bribe. A free case of Bud Light, that's what you're going to do? And they're going to have a better marketing, and there's misconceptions. So the CEO trying to cover his butt, a guy named Michael Dukakis, says this was a result of one camp, was not made for production or sale to the general public. Oh, what a bunch of garbage. So they're in trouble. But even more trouble is the U.S. Navy. This is incredible, and I postponed reporting it because I wanted to make sure it was true, and it is true. So the guy in charge of the Navy is Admiral Mike Gilday. He's been there for 4 years, all right? So Admiral Gilday is having trouble recruiting people to go into the Navy. So the Village People song in the Navy is not cutting it anymore. So what the Navy decides to do is use Yeoman Second Class Joshua Kelly as a recruitment tool. Who is that? Well, Joshua Kelly is a drag show queen who uses the name Harpy Daniels. So he's one of five digital ambassadors for the Navy to try to recruit people as a drag queen. This is not good. She and Putin and the mullahs in Iran are seeing this, that the United States can't get enough people to sign up for the Navy, so they have to use a drag queen to try to do this. It's unbelievably stupid. And I will predict that Admiral Gilday will not be in that position as head of the Navy much longer. Now, the Biden administration will save him, but if there's any change in the presidency, I can't even imagine it. We have a woke armed forces now. And again, Xi and Putin, okay. That's what they're doing over there. Matt Gaetz. Okay, so here's what happened to the congressman from Northern Florida. He was at an event for Walton Beach. He's posing for a picture with a guy. A woman walks by and throws wine on him and splashes the guy. The woman was arrested. 41-year-old Selena Chambers. Taken to jail, spent jail a night in jail, $1,000 bail. She made it the next day. All right, she is a far left loon. She's a member of the resistance. whatever that is. So she's charged with a felony because she threw something, assaulted a public official. So I'm going to follow this. Now, a lot of people say it's a low-level beef. It isn't. We can't have people doing that. I just can't. So she'll probably, and this is Florida now. In New York, nothing would have happened to her. California, Illinois, Massachusetts, nothing. Florida, she's going to get convicted. She did it. Everybody saw her do it. She'll be convicted. She won't go to jail, but like Hunter, she'll be fined and put on some kind of probation. Oregon, crazy state, everybody knows, crazy left, right? Portland, Oregon, one of the most beautiful cities in the United States. When I lived there, all right, in the 80s, turned into a hellhole. Well, I'm far left. Drug addicts everywhere, Pioneer Square, you can't bring their kids there. Businesses moving out of there. Antifa's there, you name it. So there is a bill, 3501, in Oregon State House, which is located in Salem, that says that homeless people have a right to camp wherever they want. All right? Public property, wherever they want. And if they're made to move, they can sue the police agency who's moving them for $1,000. There was so much outcry in Oregon, so much outcry, 2,000 written opposition statements. That, I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot, that the law has been tabled, a victory. Now, you guys in Oregon, listen to me. You've got a beautiful state there. It's ruined by your far left governance. So you have got to do it yourselves and take back your state. Colorado, another state that's getting ruined. Another beautiful state. I lived there for 2 years. Okay, in Denver, it's getting ruined. So here we have the Colorado Teachers Union passing a resolution. All right, where do you hear this? So this is the Colorado Education Association. It's a union, a resolution. Quote, CEA believes that capitalism requires exploitation of children, public schools, land, labor, and/or resources. Capitalism is in opposition to fully addressing systemic racism, climate change, patriarchy, gender and LGBTQ disparities, education inequality, and income inequality, unquote. This is the teachers' union. Now, it's non-binding. It's just a resolution. But every person living in Colorado who's sending their kid to a public school has got to know this is what their union is telling the teachers. I mean, this statement could be in Beijing or Havana, Colorado. When I lived there, and it was such a great place to live, from 1978 to 1980, it was a traditional state. All right, and it was just well run. I raised hell there. There were things that needed to be changed, and I tried my hardest to change them. I was an investigative reporter anchor. Now, you know what it is out there. Boulder and Denver. Rest of the state, Aspen's crazy, but oof. All right, Education Department released data that says that eighth graders in America in public schools have the lowest test scores in history and civics ever recorded. Only 13% of eighth graders met proficiency standards for U.S. history and 20% for civics. They don't know anything because the teachers don't know anything. Okay? I mean, I write books, the killing books. If you have kids, get them those books. Then they'll know something about history. And if they read them all, they'll know everything about American history. So why is this happening? Because the far left, which doesn't want American history taught, unless it's revisionist, that America's bad, okay, and we need to have reparation and all that. They don't want the record to be taught. They do want, in the long run, for the voters to be dumb. And they're getting what they want. The kids entering their teenage years in eighth grade know nothing. Think they're going to just suddenly be inspired when they go to high school? Shocking. Half of parents think that their kids are having mental health problems because of social media. Harris poll, all right, 2,035 adults, and 50% say, yeah, my kid's getting screwed up by the social media. 35% say no, it's a positive. This day in history, May 4, 1776, Rhode Island becomes the first American colony to renounce King George. Tiny Rhode Island, the ocean state, had had enough of the king. Most of the other colonies were scared. Okay? New York was favorable to the king. So was New Jersey. Massachusetts, no. But Rhode Island was the boldest. So 247 years ago, May 4, 1776, Rhode Island says, we're not listening to the king anymore. He's history, pardon the pun. Now, here's the kicker on it. The ocean state, Rhode Island, I think it's the second smallest state, Delaware's the smallest, they were the last to ratify the Constitution. They didn't like the Constitution. Why? Because it gave a federal apparatus, George Washington and his crew, power over the states. Rhode Island didn't like it. Finally, they ratified it, the last of the 13 colonies to become a state. Okay, mail segment, always fun. And I'm going to tell you about my message of the day in the context of people being scared about money. That's the final thought. We'll be right back. Okay, let's go to the mail. Al, concierge member. Al gets direct access to me. And Al's life is a lot better because of it. Right, Al? If I'm not telling the truth, you send me a letter. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Al says, I agree with you, O'Reilly, 100% about Mitch McConnell. He is the main reason I left the Republican Party. I am now a registered independent. Yeah, McConnell killed Capes Law. Not a good guy. Craig Zenz, Westminster, Maryland. I want to ask you about Kate's Law. You said that Senator McConnell stopped it by coupling it with another proposal against sanctuary cities. You went further to say that he knew it would fail because Democrats would never vote against sanctuary cities. So far, you are 100% accurate, Craig. What I still don't understand is why would he want Kate's Law to fail in the first place? I don't know. Now, I've heard secondhand that he didn't want that punk O'Reilly, me, dictating senatorial policy. I don't know whether that's true or not. I was amused by it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Joseph Molinelli, Quag, Long Island. Hey, Bill, I remember you pushing Kate's Law, and Senator McConnell does not care about it. He never did. Thanks for trying so hard. You're welcome. And it was a noble effort. And again, if we had Kate's Law, those people slaughtered in Texas this week would still be alive. Wayne, concierge member, do not forget anarchy is by design. It is not so much immigration that is what the left wants. It's the chaos that ensues. Okay, I think you can make an argument for that. It's a philosophical argument, but I'm not going to reject it. All right, Angelo Di Donato, Macomb, Michigan. Bill, you mentioned that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, but when a viewer expressed concern about non-citizen voting, you are correct, but isn't it also true that some states are issuing licenses without any ID requirements and you use a license to register to vote? Yes, there are states like California making it easy for illegal aliens to vote by doing just what you said, but it's still a felony. They'll never prosecute it, but got to crack down. You know, if there is a Republican Congress next time around, got to crack down on this stuff. Elsie, concierge member. God, we got a lot of them now. Bill, very happy to read you got your colonoscopy. I blew it off and did not take the advice of my doctor, and now I'm undergoing radiation and chemotherapy for colon cancer. Elsie, I'm really sorry. I know how brutal that can be. My father had to go through it, the chemo. Thank you for writing. So if your doctor tells you to do something, please do it. Buddy Redobo. And Buddy is in Peoria, Arizona. My wife and I are in our late 70s. We've been loyal Fox viewers. Our disappointment has steadily grown since you departed. And now we are not going to watch any longer. Okay. And it's your choice as a consumer. And that's send messages like the Bud Light thing. Jackson Fitterer, Bismarck, North Dakota. Bill, I watched you when you were on Fox when I was 18 years old. Enjoyed your analysis. I continue to watch Fox after you left, but it's simply never the same. I became a premium member on BillO'Reilly.com. It's nice to be back. And we are very happy to have you, Jackson. I hope you really benefit from it. Nathan Kerr, Green Lawn, New York. Saw the No Spin Zone for the first time since you left Fox. I'm getting a lot of new people. Great to see you back at 8 p.m. You mentioned 50-plus needing to take care of themselves physically. Was wondering, when you say drastically cut sugar, what you did. I cut the sugar. No bread except for sourdough, which doesn't turn to sugar. Okay, two desserts a week, maybe three, but they're rationed. No sugar snacks. No sugar drinks. Sugar drinks are what really kills you. It's a discipline, but it's not that hard. And then I walked the Terra dog longer than I used to. Okay, and now I'm much better shape than it was 2 years ago. Okay, Team Normal, we want you on the team. It is basically sending a message. We've had enough of this radical garbage in America, the Team Crazy. We've had enough. We are Team Normal. Hats, shirts, mugs, bumper stickers for Mother's Day. We've got a special ladies shirt. Okay, if you purchase that for Mother's Day, you get any of my books audio free and two free bumper stickers that say atheism, nothing there, nothing there. Got the other atheism thing, you're blocking it there with that. This is what the bumper sticker looks like. There we go. Okay, now if you buy anything on BillO'Reilly.com, you get the two stickers free. Word of the day, do not be furtive, F-U-R-T-I-V-E, when writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Final thought in a moment. Okay, here's the final thought of the day. Gallup took a poll, and half of Americans are worried that their money is not safe in the banks. That's because they read all this stuff on the internet. Don't do that. You got money in a bank, $250,000 is what you're insured for by the federal government. If the bank goes under, anything bad happens, you got to get the $250,000. If you have more than that, you just get different banks. I would go to banks that I don't think you want to go to Ziggy's Bank. Okay, you want to go to the bigger banks you know are going to be around. Don't want to go to Clara's Bank, okay? Be smart. But don't be afraid of that. What you should be afraid of is the Biden administration and what is happening behind the scenes. And I wrote a message of the day about that. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. And I list the stuff that's reality. That's reality. That's happened. And most Americans don't even know it. They don't even know it. So just download that message of the day and send it to all your friends. It's easy. And that's Team Normal stuff. That's what we're doing here. All right. So anyway, I really appreciate you watching and listening on our 100 radio stations across the country to the No Spin News. Sunday column noon. I want you to have a great weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.